Jim Brogan joins us on the broadcast. You hear him here on the weekend, but he is fantastic. How are you, Mr. Brogan?
Halloran, I'm better than I deserve. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, and thank you for all you do to keep us educated and informed around money, but really abundant living. How to live well.
That's a great way to say
that. Best of our lives. Yeah. You really are invested in that, and you help a lot of people really set themselves up so that they can not just live but flourish. Let me start here with you. I was really watching with interest this conversation about inflation. Evidently, Paul Tudor Jones was on CNBC yesterday, and then Cramer jumped on right after, and they're kind of firing warning flares about inflation being a lot worse than they anticipated. And I said, I can't wait to talk to Jim and just get his take and kind of look at inflation through your lens. Talk inflation with me.
Okay, let's talk about inflation, Haller. And by the way, I completely lost you there for about 10 seconds. So I didn't hear everything you said, but I assume you're just like, what is my thought on where we are with inflationary trends?
Because yesterday on CNBC, Paul Tudor Jones and then Cramer, they were talking about inflation being a lot worse than they really expected.
I think it has lasted longer and will last longer than even the Fed expects. So I think there is some truth to that. You know, the Fed is continuing to say inflation's transitory, but yet we're continuing to have all of these supply chain issues, Halloran. And so I think inflation, and with all the let's be honest, the type of federal government stimulus we've seen, and we're probably going to see even more with all the current infrastructure spending and all that that they're working on, that leads to an inflationary environment. And so I think the concerns are valid. I think maybe as important as anything, consumer prices are being set at a higher level. And so that means if they go up 3% next year, well, they're going up 3% on a much higher baseline. So even if inflation a year or two from now doesn't seem like it's as high as it is this year from, you know, year to year, consumer prices are creeping up. And inflation is a serious opponent to our financial wealth management.
So in your practice, how do you hedge and protect in this type of environment?
Well, we have to be able to grow our investment base to meet the opponent of inflation. And so over time, we've got to have a mechanism to have our income increase when we're in retirement. I mean, that's what it's all about in retirement. We save up our money, we accumulate our assets, and then we retire, and then we start to decumulate our assets. Well, one of the big enemies of a fixed income in retirement is inflation. So we need our assets to grow and beat inflation. The problem is the best way to do that, Halloran, is at-risk investments in the market. And so that creates a lot of variability and instability. And so one of the keys, in my view, is to segment your money based on when you're likely to need it. And I think in those early years of when you need to start spending money in retirement, that money should not be in the stock market because you want to protect that money and know it's going to be there for you. You know, if I think of yourself, Halloran, if you knew you were going to take $20,000 and buy a car a year from now, if you had that in the stock market, you're just gambling. We don't know where the stock market will be in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years for that matter. But over the long haul, we need market investments to beat inflation. So we need to create stability in the things we need short term. We need diversification and long term growth, though, to beat inflation. There's no question.
All right, you're good at all that. Let's talk about stewardship. Stuff and money, ownership versus stewardship. One of the ways you help people is by helping them understand the principle of being a great steward of your resources. Talk a little bit about stewardship versus ownership and that whole mindset.
Well, that mindset is critical in life, Halloran. It's a much bigger question than just how much do we have or how do we live. It's why do we live? And I mean, stewardship is one of my foundational values of everything that I do. Stewardship infers that you don't own. I mean, when you own something, it's yours, you can use it, you can do whatever you want with it. When you're a steward for something, it brings in other people and other interests that you have to focus on. So it's not nearly as self-absorbed. You know, we live in a culture that's all about material stuff and about self. And with stewardship, the idea is you're constantly thinking about how you can use your blessings and what you have to help others.
What brought you to that? Because in your business, most people measure success by increase. That's it. It's the whole business. It's like, Jim, I gave you a dollar, you gave me two.
Well, so in my practice, Allen, we always focus on what is it you want to accomplish with the money? What's important to you in life? And how do you want to impact, whether it's your spouse, your family, other causes that are important, the God that you serve, you know, whatever your belief system is, it's all of those things. So if the focus is just, Jim, how can you make me an extra 1%, 2%, or 3%? You know, that's not really what I want to focus on. I want to focus on how I can help people reach their goals. It needs to be a deeper conversation.
Is abundance wrong? Is it wrong to be really rich and have a lot of abundance in your life?
I think abundance by itself is not wrong. I think that abundance is dangerous. And again, it kind of comes back to, do you own your stuff or are you a steward of your stuff? You know, Halloran, I believe in God. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was 17 years old. And everything I have in this life, I'm just a steward. And so it completely changes your mindset of how you can be serving others and how you can be furthering, in my case, furthering God's kingdom. But it just changes the entire focal point in your life.
Whole different ball game, isn't it? Well, then I got an assignment for you then. Would you pray for Chris?
Okay.
Chris Marion, would you pray for him? He needs to be prayed over, prayed about, prayed around. We've been trying to get him straight for a minute here. And I know the Lord hears, because the Lord hears Jim Brogan.
Well, I love Chris Marion.
I
love Chris Marion. We go way back. Hey, I do want to say something, Howler, and I think this is very important. You know, I try to view everything I do through a lens, and when you view stuff and money, it's important to view it through the lens of stewardship. That's not easy. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm always, you know, I mean, I grapple with that day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. But it's just so important in terms of work-life balance and who do we serve and why are we here? What is our purpose? What is our greater impact that we can have on the people that we love?
Love it. I love it. I love it, Jim. I love what you do. Love how you do it. You do it with great excellence. And we're so happy to have you part of our team here on News Talk and to hear you every Saturday morning on our radio station.
Thank you, Halloran.
All right, Jim Brogan, you can hear him on the weekend here, and he does a lot of – go to BroganFinancial.com, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about that great guy. Jim is great, Chris. He really is.